Hello, welcome to Word of Life podcast. I trust you're basking in joy unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. The word on your lips. That is the title of today's podcast. The word on your lips. Hallelujah. The opening scripture for today's podcast comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, there are three important words to note in our theme verse. They are framed, words, and world. The word framed is translated from the Greek katatizo, and it means to restore or mend. Worlds is translated from the Greek aeon, which means course of life. The structure and administration or seasons and times of one's life on earth. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris then says, word, on the other hand, is translated from the Greek word rhema, and it means the spoken and active word to a specific person for a specific purpose at a specific time. Glory to God. From the foregoing, we observe that the aeons were framed, mended, restored by the word rhema of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pastor Chris continues. He says, the expression rhema of God, as you find in the New Testament, is never applied to God talking by himself, but to God putting his word in man's heart for man to speak. Hallelujah. So, our theme verse doesn't mean that God was framing the aeons. It means that men framed their worlds, their courses of life, by using the word of God. They uttered rhema. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The men of old in the scriptures, they framed their aeons. They changed the courses of their life by using the rhema of God. Hallelujah. The rhema word. Pastor says, with rhema, you give shape, structure, and beauty to your world, to your life. You construct the conditions, what your world and life should be like, with the word on your lips. And Pastor Chris asks, what's your life like today? Do you want a life of ever-increasing grace, glory, and dominion? Pastor Chris then says, the key is your mouth. Hallelujah. In other words, we are the author of our own lives. Through our faith-filled words, through the rhema of God in our mouth, we chart the course of our own lives. Glory to God. Pastor asked, do you want a life of ever-increasing grace, glory, and dominion? Then you've got to align your words to that of grace, of glory, and dominion. You utter God's word concerning you, concerning your life, concerning all that concerns you. Hallelujah. You've got to keep the word of God, the rhema of God's word, in your mouth. Hallelujah. Pastor says, It makes no difference what obtains presently in your aeon. In other words, it doesn't matter what's happening currently in your life, in your environment, or even in your body, in your world, hallelujah. You can mend what needs mending. Glory to God. Did you hear that? You can mend what needs mending. In other words, you can restore what needs restoration. You can fix anything that's been ruined. And you know, brothers and sisters, you can't say it's too late. The Word of God can change any situation. Abraham was past childbearing age, as well as Sarah, his wife. But yet, God caused them to produce child. It's never late with a child of God. Pastor Chris continues. He says, you can quell terror and put a halt to the malicious destructions and havoc the devil seeks to wreak in your world, life, family, city, or country, or even in the lives of your loved ones by uttering the word of God that your spirit has taken a hold of. Glory to God. Now, Pastor is beginning to show us what the Rhema word really means. The Rhema word is different from the logos of God's word. The logos of God's word is the written word of God. You open the Bible and it's filled with the logos of God's word. But the Rhema of God's word is the word, as Pastor described it here, that your spirit has taken a hold of. So basically this means that these are the words that has gained mastery in you, that you have caught by your spirit, or you can say they've come alive to you. Hallelujah. You've become convinced of it. You've breathed it. You've lived it. And it's so embedded in your spirit. It's so real. That is God's Rhema. You know, sometimes you're studying the Word of God and you read a line and suddenly it jumps at you. And it makes, you know, it's like it came alive in you. It comes alive in you. And you realize it's pertaining something. That is God's Rhema word. And when you utter those words that your spirit has taken a hold of, it can change anything. Or perhaps there's a situation you're praying about. When you catch the Rhema of God over that situation, that is your note of victory. Because if you hold on to that word, you will surely come back with a testimony. Hallelujah. So, you utter the word of God that your spirit has taken a hold of. Hallelujah. And in the last paragraph, Pastor Chris says to us, use the word. Glory to God. Very instructive. Use the word. If you're going to move from one level of glory, grace, dominion to another, you ought to use the word of God. You know, the Bible says that life and death are in the power of the mouth. And those that observe this shall eat the fruit thereof. Glory to God. In other words, you can choose to live through your words, or you can choose to die through your words. You know, when situations come your way, are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Glory to God. And Pastor says, put the word on your lips and use it to keep the adversary in his place. Yes, the devil has been placed under your feet, but you've got to keep him there by putting the word of God on your lips. Hallelujah. Pastor says, use it to frame the course of your life, to be consistent with God's plan and purpose for your life. Hallelujah. You can change any situation, brothers and sisters, with the Rhema of God's word on your lips. You can change any situation. It's never too late with us. Glory to God. Join me as we take the confession together. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, for the course of my life is consistent with your perfect will, plans, and purposes. I live victoriously over the adversary and the adversities of life. Hallelujah. The word on my lips puts me over. Glory to God. I reign in dominion over circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you can dominate your world today. You can frame your aeon today to that which you want to see through your words. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. For further study, please look at the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 23, and the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. These are two powerful scriptures. Hallelujah. Very powerful. You know, Joshua was a king. You know, was made to take control of, you know, to take charge of the Israelites when Moses passed. But the Lord came to him and told him, he gave him specific instructions in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, included here in the further study. The Lord said to him that this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. He said to him, thou shalt meditate on it day and night. For only then shalt thou prosper and have good success. Glory to God. So if you want to prosper, if you want to have good success, keep your focus on the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you're listening today, but you're yet to accept Jesus into your heart, we would like you to receive him today the Bible way. You confess, you believe in your mouth, in your heart, and you confess with your heart that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of your life. And the Bible says you will be saved. So I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation that follows immediately after this podcast. Thank you all for listening today, and God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by his Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to his word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what he's done for you today and say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart? Just say, oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.